Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Parak Hey, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Hey, Mishnah Dalet. The final five Mishnayos of Maseches Beitza are all going to be regarding the halacha of Tchum Shabbos. Now, a person is not allowed on Shabbos and Yom Tov to go more than 2,000 amos from his place of residence. And again, this is referred to as Tchum Shabbos, which literally means the boundary, the Tchum of Shabbos. A person's residence is defined as the place where he was when Shabbos or Yom Tov began. If he was in a town, then the Tchum would be measured from the town's limits. If he was in an isolated building, then the Tchum would be measured from the outer walls of the building. And if he was out in the open, then his quote-unquote residence would extend 4 amos, and the Tchum is measured from that particular area. Now, a person has the ability to extend his residence, and therefore to extend his Tchum, where he can go, before a Shabbos or Yom Tov, by doing something referred to as an Erev Tchumen. He does this by putting food in a place that is up to 2,000 amos from his established residence, and then when it comes to the halachos of Tchum Shabbos, his residence is shifted to that place, and the Tchum extends 2,000 amos from there. Now, the Mishnah is going to begin by teaching us the halachos of Tchum and teaching us that they apply not only to people, but the halachos of Tchum Shabbos apply to people's possessions as well. Says the Mishnah, HaBehema V'Hakelim Keragle HaBailim. Animals and utensils have the Tchum Shabbos of their owner. A person's property is also subject to the halachos of Tchum, just as a person may not go more than 2,000 amos from his place of residence, so too his possessions also may not be taken by him or by anyone else more than 2,000 amos from his place of residence. Based on this, the Mishnah says, HaMoser behemta livno o leroa hari elu kiragli abailam. That if a person hands over his animals to his son or to a shepherd on Yom Tov to bring to go into the field, these animals still have the same Tchum as their original owner, and not the Tchum of the person to whom they are entrusted. The Mishnah is now going to discuss the Tchum in a case of objects owned by more than one person, says the Mishnah. Kalim, we're specifically discussing a situation, of course, where you have brothers that inherited various possessions that they are in a particular house, but they had not yet divided them among themselves. They all own a share of them. However, not all of the brothers have the same Tchum, right? For example, one person could make one to the north, one could make them to the south, to the east, one of them maybe didn't make a Tchum, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, Kalim hamiyuchadin le'echad min ha'achin shebabayis. If there are Kalim, there are utensils that are jointly owned by several brothers, and they are designated for the use of only one of the brothers in the house, hari elikiragla, then the utensils have his Tchum, and they can only go where he can go, even though the other brothers are also part owners in them as well. However, the utensils are not designated for any brother, but are used by them all, may be moved only to a place where all the brothers may go. They are subject to the tchum restrictions of all of the brothers together. So, for example, if one brother put an air of 2,000 amos to the north of the house, which would eliminate the tchum to the south, the utensils may be moved only between the house and the Erev, right? They wouldn't be allowed to be taken to the south of the house at all, because that is outside the Tchum of that brother. And they may not be taken to the north of his Erev at all, because that would be more than 2,000 amos from the house, which is beyond the Tchum of the other brothers who did not actually make an Erev Tchumen. continuing in the Perek with Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet, we discuss how the halachos of Tchum apply to borrowed objects. Says the Mishnah, Hashoel kli mechaveru meir of Yom Tov, if a person borrowed a utensil from his friend before Yom Tov, keragle Hashoel, then it has the Tchum of the borrower, because it was in the borrower's possession at the beginning of Yom Tov, when the Tchum is ultimately determined. As the Bartender points out, since it was in the borrower's possession when Yom Tov began, it assumes his Tchum, even though he does not own it. And this halacha applies even if the owner of the kli merely promised before Yom Tov to lend it, and the borrower didn't actually take it until after Yom Tov began. Continuing in the Mishnah, Be Yom Tov Kiragli Amashil. However, if a person borrowed something on Yom Tov, then it has the tchum of the lender, because it was in the lender's possession when Yom Tov actually began. And even if this person borrows the object every Yom Tov, it does not assume this Tchum, as the Bartender points out, unless he borrowed it before Yom Tov. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ha'isha Sheshala Mechaverta Tavlin Umayim Umelach Li'isasa. If on Yom Tov a woman borrowed from her friend spices for her food or water or salt for her dough, what's the halacha? Re'elu Kirag L'shtayim. They, meaning the food or the dough that she makes, has the tchum of both the lender and the borrower. That since the food or dough is a mixture of different ingredients that belong to two people, when Yom Tov began, it has the restrictions of both of their tchum. Therefore, it can only be moved to a place where both of their tchumen can go. Rabbi Huda disagrees, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda poter b'mayim mipni she'ein bahen mamish. Rabbi Huda excludes water from this restriction because it has no actual substance, that according to him, water loses its substance when it becomes absorbed into dough, and therefore it does not have its own tchum, and the dough therefore would only have the tchum of the person who actually owns the dough and not the tchum of the person who gave the water. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel taught us that not only do people have a certain restriction in terms of where they can go, the 2,000 amos outside and then an additional 2,000 amos if they make an Erev Tchumen, but a person's possessions have the exact same restrictions. Animals, Kalim, have the same restrictions as their owner. Therefore, the Mishnah says that if a person hands over his animals to a son or to a shepherd in Yom Tov to bring to go to the field, these animals still have the same Tchum as their owner. Then the Mishnah discussed the case where you have brothers, let's say, who will jointly own various possessions that their father left them. So the Mishnah said that if Kalim that are jointly owned by several brothers are designated for the use of only one of the brothers, then the utensils have his tchum, ultimately, even though the other brothers also own them. However, if they are not designated for one of the brothers, then they can only be brought somewhere where all of the brothers can go, where the tchum of all of the brothers ultimately extends. And then Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalid discussed the case that a person borrowed a kli from his friend before Yom Tov, and in that case, it has the tchum of the borrower because it was in his possession at the beginning of Yom Tov. However, if a person borrowed something on Yom Tov, then it has the tchum of the lender because it was in the lender's possession before Yom Tov began. And the Mishnah concluded with a case where you actually have a mixture, where a woman, for example, borrowed spices or water or salt and so on for her dough on Yom Tov itself, and the Mishnah said that the food or the dough that she makes ultimately has the tchum of both the lender and the borrower, because at the end of the day, it had ingredients from both of them. However, Rabbi Huda disagreed and said no, that if it's water, that it's an ein bo mamish, it's not a substantive type of thing, and therefore in such a situation, according to Rabbi Huda, it would only go by the person's tchum of who owns the dough and not the person who actually owns the water. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, and we would hold like the Tanna Kamma, namely that if a woman borrowed spices, water, or salt on Yom Tov, then the dough that she makes with that would only be able to go wherever she can go, and the person that she borrowed it from can go as well, because the ingredients were borrowed on Yom Tov itself. Have a great day.